Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. New SkinGuard Sensitive Razor. The first razor of its kind designed to stop irritation on sensitive skin. Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Thursday, the 16th of January.
Coming up today, the Irish cricket team stun the West Indies.
And that's the end of it, a dot delivery. Ireland, they go on to win this first T20 international. What a match we've witnessed.
We meet Ireland's number one Green Bay Packers fan.
That's the game that I was at. The Bears were up in Lambeau. And like, Shep, I don't know if you've been there, but like, my eyes are there at my husband, and he described it when we were sitting there, like going to the moon to watch a game. It was completely bonkers.
And Irish soccer international Claire Shine opens up to me about overcoming her darkest days.
It's like a part of me now that I'm proud of, whereas before I was kind of embarrassed, kind of ashamed about it, and I was always running away from it, whereas now it's bringing it along with me because it is who I am, and I'm really happy about it.
All that and much more between now and 8 o'clock. Text us on 51552 or tweet at GameOn2FM.
GameOn2FM.
Marie, closest I've been since retirement to getting a sporting injury today.
What happened? Is it the paper cut?
No, that's healing up nicely. A lot of Savilon on it and it's doing the job, a little bit of salt.
I was really worried. Last couple of days, sleep.
This is nearly a real proper one. I was driving, what's that road outside RTÉ there?
That's Stillorgan Dual Carriageway. Coming
down that, and I'm after getting a new car and it has heated seats, so I had to take off my jacket. I was getting, you know, that horribly hot. You know, do you ever get uncomfortably hot?
I haven't been lucky enough to be in a car with heated seats, so I'm just going to take your
word
for it.
It's a game changer, believe me. You need to spoil yourself with this at least. But stupidly anyway, and look, I know it was wrong. I tried to take my jacket off while it was at the red light, and then the light went green and I was there. I'm capable of completing this job while driving. And I got a little bit close to the inside lane and I got a flash from the car behind me and a honk. I was like, oh. So I straightened up and went to apologise. Who came up the inside beside me?
Go on.
Davy Fitz. He was just about to give me a bollock and I was like, Davy!
I was about to say, you're lucky that you just got a honk and flash lights, because I'd say if he got at you at all, he would have been mincemeat.
Absolutely. I was lucky. I was lucky on two fronts. Not only that it was, that it was stupid doing what I was doing, but once that, like, imagine if he got out of the car, baiting me around, that's the Oregon Road. The shame of it.
He's a lot smaller than you, but I'm telling you, I wouldn't back against him in a fight.
There's bound to be incidents out there, though, when you've been in the car and come up against a coach, one of your fitness advisors, someone close to you in your club. Has this ever happened to you?
No.
Anyone listening? 51552. Have you ever got caught in the yellow box and your coach coming against you? There's surely enough cases out there.
I'm going to throw something out there. I'd imagine that it happens to you a lot more than it happens to other people.
You've seen my driving, haven't you? It's bad.
So overnight, there was a historic win for the Ireland cricket team. They beat the West Indies. We caught up with Captain Andy Balbirnie. But first, let's hear the commentary from the closing stages.
Goes straight. Hands in the air for a long time and catch taken. Delaney, the fielder. Ireland celebrates. And the crowd goes silent here in Grenada. Edge. Is that a dismissal? They're celebrating. And that's the end of it. A dot delivery. Ireland, they go on to win this first T20 international. What a match we've witnessed.
Unbelievable. Josh Little, fantastic experience on those young shoulders. Wonderful last over. Just 8 conceded. Incredible performance here for Ireland.
So Ireland claimed a thrilling 4-1 victory in their T20 opener against the West Indies yesterday. And we are now delighted to be joined by Ireland cricket captain Andrew Balbirnie. Andrew, what a super win. You're making huge waves back home. It must feel great.
Yeah, it does. I don't know if it's really sunk in with the lads what we've actually done. I kind of reminded them after the game that, you know, it's a great achievement to be able to have beaten the world champions in their own backyard. But what would be even more special is if we can come home having won a series. So we travelled to St. Kitts today. We've just got into the hotel. Everyone's a bit tired, I think probably a bit emotionally drained, but we've certainly realised that we've done something special.
And for you as captain, we had you on here just when you were announced as captain, and since then, you know, I know you had big hopes and big ambitions, but like, you're on the right road now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I suppose, after the one-day series, when we lost 3-0 and we came so close in that second game, it would have been easy to kind of carry on with the tour and, compete in a couple of games. But I think the lads have been outstanding in the way they've worked hard at training, and we have a specific plan how we want to go out and execute. And we did that. I thought we were outstanding in the field yesterday. We caught all our catches, and in T20 cricket, just small things like that and fine margins can win you games of cricket.
Andy, tell us, the changeover obviously from one day international T20, what's the biggest difference there? It seemed much more enjoyable to watch. You looked like you were enjoying yourself an awful lot more.
Yeah, I think that's something that we could try to instill to the guys, is that we are living our best days here. Like, we are playing against the world champions in their own backyard in front of a few thousand people of passionate supporters. Like, we truly are very lucky in what we do. And if you're not enjoying it, then there's something wrong. I suppose the big difference would be that it's a lot more fast. And I suppose as a captain, I was learning yesterday, because you have to make decisions quickly. The I cricket will be a bit more slower and a bit more T20 would be a bit more free flowing. So you're always on the go and you're always on edge. And in a high scoring game like that, and the ball getting hit out of the park regularly, you got to kind of think on your feet. And fortunately for me, all the bowlers were so clear with what they wanted to do, and that therefore makes my job a lot easier.
Andy, is that what is good about this tour? Instead of maybe just getting one game or, a number, to be able to play them in one day international, then straight into T20. I know it from rugby. If you played New Zealand over there once, you probably didn't get to learn the lessons, whereas you're getting consistency of performance against world class.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get to understand players better. So we're going into yesterday's game knowing where a lot of their players like to hit the ball. So I suppose, like you said, rather than just going and playing one game, having a good laugh and having a crack playing one game, you get to actually play two format series. And that's what we're going to do from now on. We're going to go around the world playing against teams in multi-format, hopefully test cricket as well. So that's the sort of stage we're at now. It's only going to get tougher. It's going to continue to get tough. And if we win games like that, more teams then might want to play us, and it kind of snowballs like that. So as a group and as an organisation, for Cricket Ireland, it was just a momentous feat, I suppose, yesterday.
And you tell us about Paul Sterling's display. We just saw how impressive he was. 8 sixes, 6 4 is a brilliant batting display.
Yeah, I think I said it after the game. It's probably as well as I've ever seen him hit a ball, particularly in T20 cricket. He's our leading batter in all formats of the game. He's been the best batter we've had for a number of years, potentially the last decade, and he's still only 29. With himself and Kevin just completely set the tone of how the day was going to go. To go out and bat the way they did, just instilled so much confidence into quite a young and an inexperienced group compared to the sort of team that West Indies have. So for the young guys to be able to see how the guys went about it and take the confidence of, I could go out there and do that myself. Gareth Delaney, who's, still relatively young when it comes to international cricket, came out and played really free-flowing, and that was great to see. So, Sterlo is a world-class player, and he will be for the next number of years, and he's so important to what we're trying to do.
Andrew, they must be responding really well to you as well.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's hard to say. I've only been in charge for 4 games now, but I'd like to think I have the respect of all the players. I've known a lot of them. I've played a lot of under-19 cricket with a lot of these guys, and a lot of them are from Dublin, so I know them through that as well. But we all want to do the same thing. We're all desperate to play for Ireland, and once we do cross that line, everyone has that same goal. So once you're all sort of singing off the same hymn sheet, it's very easy. But like I said, it was great. It was a great win, but at the same time, we've got a chance to win a series, which would be something we can all be very proud of.
Absolutely, and you've got the focus for next game already, but you might just take us back, just for yourself personally, with 4 runs in a tight game, What are you saying to the lads out there, you know, when it's real pressure?
Yeah, it was difficult because it was so noisy at the ground. My voice is literally gone at the end because I'm shouting orders at guys in the boundary who just literally can't hear me. I suppose my job in those sort of situations is make sure that the person with the ball in their hand is clear and cool. Whether it means just slowing it down for a minute or something like that, just to, you know, catch your breath. And like I said, they were all clear with what they wanted to do. Okay, sometimes they might not execute what they want to do, but as long as they're clear with how they want to go about it, then, you know, I'm happy. I suppose the T20 cricket, four runs is a small margin. So guys, you know, diving around, saving boundaries in the field, all those small little plays in the game just create something big, and that was the win.
There are testing times at the moment for Cricket Ireland, there's no doubt about that, Andrew, but just how much of a boost does it give your sport to have such a win like that?
Yeah, it does. Naturally, we're competing against a lot of bigger sports in our country, and like I've kind of said it a couple of times to the guys that, you know, yes, we've lost a couple of fixtures here and there for whatever reasons, but all we can do is go out and try to win games of cricket. And like I said earlier, it's that sort of snowball effect. If we can win games on that stage, it gets more publicity. People then come in and say, you know what, I might want to get behind this team. And it just rolls like that. So all I can do and all we can do out here is try to win games of cricket, and then hopefully things will sort themselves out in the background.
So today was a travel day for you, is that right? And you're back on Saturday?
Yeah, we've travelled from our beach resort in Grenada to our beach resort in St. Kitts.
So you need a bag, man.
I know, it's not the worst gig, and I got a room by the beach as captain, so you get a few perks for the job.
You were not wrong.
Yeah. We've travelled the rest day today, and then we train tomorrow, and then the last two games are back to back. You know, they'll be coming out all guns blazing, knowing that they've got to win but two games to win the series. So we will expect a backlash, but I hope, you know, our boys will be ready to counter that.
What would it mean to you and to your team to win this series?
It would mean a lot. I think, like I said to the guys, we have a chance to create history. It hasn't been done before. So, but at the same time, you know, I've got to be aware that we've got a T20 World Cup at the end of the year. So everything we do in T20 cricket is leading to that World Cup. We want to expose guys to this level as often as possible and see how they come out of it, you know. Like the last game, Josh Little, you know, he's only 20 or 21. So to give him that last over, the confidence that he can take going into a World Cup, knowing that he's done it, you know, against the West Indies, stuff like that. So the end goal, I suppose, is that T20 World Cup. But look, if we win a series in the West Indies to start off the year, it would certainly be a high point in my career, no doubt.
Andy, congratulations. Best of luck for Saturday. We're all so proud of you. Keep it going, and we'll chat to you soon.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette, new skin guard sensitive with unique skin guard technology, taking the pressure off the blades and your shave. Say bye to shave irritation. Gillette, the best a man can get.